this time every day we'll be offering loving kindness or metta meditation or one of the Brahma Viharas. I want to start off by offering this quote from Pema Chodron, who Bob mentioned earlier. And she says, meditation practice isn't about trying to throw ourselves away and become something better. It's about befriending who we are. And so I think about this practice of metta meditation as being part of this practice of learning how to befriend ourselves. If you will, it's sort of the tending the soil where the seed is planted. And so in this process of befriending ourselves, we can counter the attitudes that we're so often taught in the dominant society that we are always needing to better ourselves, that we're a project to be fixed, and that we are here to improve. And then that attitude can bring a whole host of judgments and a paradigm that we're operating where we're always looking for markers to make sure we are actually getting better. And instead, as we enter into this framework of kindness and love, we can shift that paradigm into this place of pause and possibility and begin to incline our hearts, incline our minds and our body towards that direction. So in this practice that I'll be offering today, I'll be offering some phrases. Some of you may have a different way of practicing metta, loving kindness, and so you're welcome to use whatever practice feels most beneficial for you. And since this is the first day that we're doing it, and some people may not have practiced before, I wanted to say a few words about this word metta. Sometimes I'll just use the shorthand love, but it's really a term that is much more loving kindness. And so this is the heartfelt wish for our own well-being and for others' well-being. And the thing that really brought me a lot of, let's just say hope around this, is that this is an unconditional quality that we all have. And so it's not about adding something in. It's about uncovering this potential that we already have. And this actually quality of loving kindness is infinite. So it doesn't matter if I give some over here or give some over here, it's boundless, available. And the image that helps me, because sometimes I feel like I can't generate it from here, is the image of the night sky and the Big Dipper, and the idea of the Big Dipper taking, you know, just sort of dipping loving kindness over there and a little loving kindness over here and a little loving kindness right here. And so then it's not like, oh, I have to generate this kindness, but just sort of inclining and connecting to that heartfelt quality of kindness. And so in this practice, we're cultivating this inclination. And that means that as we cultivate, as Mary Grace was saying about the garden, many other things will grow. And so just remember that in this cultivation, it's just inclining our hearts and mind. And so as we practice, we may not feel a lot of kindness, or we may feel numb, or other emotions may arise. And that's all okay. As part of that's called practice, is that we keep inclining our hearts and mind that way. So it's encouraged during the metta meditation that you take a comfortable position. Of course, you may fall asleep in that comfortable position. So find a comfortable position, a place. Just start by offering kindness to yourself in whatever position you're taking. So that could be standing or seated or lying down. Just make yourself comfortable, like encouraging a softness and a caring towards yourself, towards your body and your heart, with this intention to practice friendliness. For some people, it helps to place a hand on the heart or on the belly or somewhere just to maintain that connection with oneself. And just taking a few breaths or however you find comfortable to establish the connection to your anchor. And if it's possible, focusing your attention on your heart center. On your body. And perhaps imagining that you are breathing in and out from the heart center. Being aware of the sensations that are there. Not expecting or making yourself feel any particular way. And beginning by inviting a loving, accepting, kind feeling towards yourself on the in-breath, and then a letting go of any obstacles or judgment or doubt on the out-breath. Inviting kindness and friendliness on the in-breath, and a letting go of any doubt on the out-breath. A gentle invitation to invite kindness towards yourself. It can sometimes be helpful to bring an image to mind that generates kindness in our heart. Perhaps a pet, a kitten, or a dog. Or perhaps yourself as a small child. Perhaps taking your inner child onto your lap. Or if that's too much, imagine holding them, holding their hand, bringing them with you. Breathing in, cultivating caring and loving kindness. Breathing out, letting go, and accepting the way things are. As we begin to focus on the quality of kindness and on our heart center, we can acknowledge that to be human means to experience suffering. And that oftentimes when we encounter suffering, we turn away from it. And that may happen during the meditation. And that's okay. Treating yourself kindly with friendliness. Holding yourself dear. And as we offer this friendliness towards ourselves, it can be helpful sometimes to include phrases for continuity, connection. I'll offer some phrases and you're invited to adapt the phrases so they resonate with you. I'll be offering them in English, and if you speak another language, please feel free to whatever language resonates with your heart. Or no phrases at all. So breathing in and out through the heart center, if that's available to you. May I be happy. Truly happy. May I feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I feel healthy in body and mind as much as is possible. May I live with ease and be free. May I be happy, truly happy. May I feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I feel healthy in body and mind as much as is possible. May I live with ease and be free. The phrases help support the development of continuity and concentration at the same time that they support cultivating the capacity of loving kindness. May I be happy, truly happy. May I feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I feel healthy in body and mind as much as is possible. May I live with ease and be free. Now, continuing on in your own way, with your own words and phrases, wishing kindness towards yourself. Connecting with any tenderness that you may be able to feel in your heart, mind, and body as you wish yourself well. May I be happy, truly happy. May I feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I feel healthy in body and mind as much as is possible. May I live with ease and be free. During our loving kindness practice, it's common for a whole host of emotions to arise. Sometimes our kindness can feel like attachment, affection, which are the near neighbors of metta. They can sometimes feel like loving kindness, but when we attend to them carefully, we notice the craving and the clinging. Sometimes other emotions such as anger or sadness or grief may arise. Invite them in as much as possible into the field of kindness you are generating. Returning to the breath through your anchor, if that feels most comfortable to you. Otherwise, continuing adapting the phrases, or maybe not using the phrases at all, tuning into the felt sense of loving kindness in the body. Now the invitation is to include everybody in our Sangha, our community, imagining perhaps that we're all sitting in a circle and the kindness, your heart is reaching all of our community. Even if it's a small sprout, can have the intention for kindness. And then offering the phrases or the energy of kindness to our Sangha. May we be happy, truly happy. May we be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we feel healthy in body and mind as much as is possible. May we be peaceful and live with ease. May we be happy, truly happy. May we be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be healthy in body and mind as much as is possible. May we be peaceful and live with ease. Offering whatever phrases resonate to you to this community of practitioners. We're practicing together. feeling into this field of loving kindness that's been generated by our community, inclining our hearts and minds towards kindness, friendliness, letting go of the phrases, and opening our hearts to all beings. I'd like to end with a poem called For All Beings by Zenju Earthlin Manuel. And this is her interpretation of the Metta Sutta, For All Beings by Zenju Earthlin Manuel. May all beings be cared for and loved, be listened to, understood, and acknowledged despite different views, be accepted for who they are in this moment, be afforded patience, be allowed to live without fear of having their lives taken away or their bodies violated. May all beings be well in its broadest sense, be fed, be clothed, be treated as if their life is precious, be held in the eyes of each other as family. May all beings be appreciated, feel welcome anywhere on the planet, be freed from acts of hatred and desperation, including war, poverty, slavery, and street crimes. May all beings live on the planet, housed and protected from harm, be given what is needed to live fully without scarcity. May all beings enjoy life, living without fear of one another. May all beings be able to speak freely in a voice and mind of undeniable love. May all beings receive and share the gifts of life, be given time to rest, be still, and experience silence. May all beings be awake. Thank you for your practice. I encourage you to practice with as much continuity as possible, using this precious time that we have to care for ourselves, as much beauty as we can bring. This is a time that we have for eating meditation, and then we will be returning at 7:30 for a sitting meditation with evening reflections. See you there.